Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Mpumalanga up to 28 and eMalahleni a high of 29 degrees.
Traffic is moving slowly in Bedford View on the N3 northbound on the ramp to the N12 east at the Galulis interchange.
In your sport, the US Justice Department will pay over 2 billion rand to survivors of disgraced national gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar. And French police threatened yesterday to disrupt the Olympic torch relay due to a pay dispute.
The president calls on businesses to give shares to their workers.
For the most part, the workers who worked for those companies that produces the orange juice, the pizza, were often excluded. They were almost like just objects.
President Cyril Ramaphosa told delegates at a shared ownership conference in Johannesburg yesterday that initiatives to give workers shares in a company are essential in helping to create a more robust economy that benefits everyone fairly. More at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. The Reserve Bank warns of the financial times ahead if South Africa is not removed from the economic grey list anytime soon. Global financial watchdog, the Financial Action Task Force, greylisted the country for money laundering and terrorist financing. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyagu said yesterday,
"The issue of us coming off the grey listing is firmly within our control. There is no one who is forcing us and keeping us in the grey list. We know that there are steps we must take to come out of the grey list, and we should."
To KwaZulu-Natal, where 1.5 billion rands worth of drugs have been seized since October last year. National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola visited the province yesterday and said a delegation is currently in Brazil to address this problem.
To go and tighten relations so that we know what is happening within this ocean between us, so that we can make sure that whatever comes here, we arrest it, whether it's drugs alone or it's with people.
Looking ahead at the elections, with a record number of young people registered to make their mark on 29 May, social media platform TikTok has ramped up efforts to combat misinformation and hate speech on the platform. TikTok's public policy and government relations director, Fortune Gwili Sibanda, said yesterday,
"For us, the important thing is protecting the integrity of our platform, especially during important civic processes such as elections. We are aware that what may be shared may impact democratic processes."
Young voters is also the topic of the second episode of our special elections podcast, Elections 2024, The Power of Your Ex. Go listen to it at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on Jackpot. And there's also developments around TikTok in America. The US Senate has approved legislation requiring TikTok to be divested from its Chinese parent company ByteDance or be shut out of the American market. And if this theme song gives you goosebumps, then the next story is not for you. And if that music meant nothing to you, then listen up. A financial advice website in America is looking for that one person who has never watched one single Star Wars movie. The first time to the Force will be asked to watch every of the 9 films in the Skywalker saga and then be paid about 20,000 rand for doing so. The idea is to find a brand new perspective on the movies and the stories. I'm Gerda de Suzan en jou hoofnuus. Ramaphosa vra dat werkers groter aandele kry.
Oh, merry election here, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Merry, merry.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas when it's elections? Hey?
You get everything you've ever wanted.
No load shedding, municipal debt relief,
right.
The pizza and the OJ people are included. Oh, it's my favorite time of South Africa.
Every 4 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Yay!